Tim DeRuiter, the Fresno State Bulldog coach, joins us here on Sports Radio The Ticket. I guess three seasons at Fresno State now, Coach, and things have went really, really well. Yeah, back-to-back Mountain West championships. I'm sure last year's team just fell a little bit short, but you got to get there to get it done, and you got it there. And I guess we look at it sometimes and wonder, at what point will Coach DeRuiter, you know, fall into this inevitable, sometimes reloading or rebuilding stage, quarterback roles and so forth? Do you think this is possibly where you are, or do you not look at it that way?
Well, you know, I think that's the natural reaction to people when you don't have an established quarterback coming back. When we didn't finish the year last year the way we wanted to finish, you lose the last two games. You know, I thought we competed decent up at Boise in the championship game, but they played better than us that day. But we really didn't compete very well in our bowl game, and that was extremely disappointing. But what it's done is given a fire to our guys. And I like what our guys accomplished in the spring. We've got to figure out our quarterback situation, but we had three young guys that competed really well. You know, they've still got a ways to go. But a year ago, I was confident in one guy. We just didn't have enough competition. These guys are you know, driving, you know, each other to keep getting better. And I can't wait till next week to see where they're at.
Coach, as a defensive guy, you said about three guys competing for a quarterback spot. We could probably play that for half to two-thirds of the league.
That's good to hear.
Is that mean we're going to see lower scores? Are we going to see defenses dominating in this league, kind of like baseball? The pitcher's going to be ahead of the hitters this year.
I don't know. That's a good question because, you know, I hear the same thing. You know, as you look around the league, you don't see a lot of established quarterbacks. I did hear that the transfer at San Diego State supposedly, you know, impressed a lot of people in the spring. But, you know, I think it's hard to win at the highest level if you don't have a guy. I think, you know, last year Boise, you know, the quarterback there, had a terrific year. And up until probably the first couple games of last year, there was some doubt about him.
Oh, yeah.
But he came on, you know. We've got to find that guy, and we know early on, you know, we're going to go through some growing pains. But hopefully, you know, by the time we get into the conference schedule, he's ready to, you know, get it cranked up, whoever it is.
I was just looking over some coaching staff changes for you, a DB coach outside, and now you only have maybe one DB coach. Just the advantage of all this, I know you're a defensive-minded guy. What did you think needed to be done with your staff here?
Well, what we did was we shifted some assignments around. Jordan Peterson, who was coaching our corners before, is a young coach, outstanding young coach. We wanted him to, you know, I think he's going to be a future coordinator one day. So I wanted to move him to outside linebacker so he's got experience on both. He played in the secondary as a player and was a GA for us and has worked there. I wanted him to become a linebacker's coach. With him being there, Nick Toth's a little bit more free to help on the back end as well, our defensive coordinator. And Nick played defensive back for me at Ohio University. So I've been around these guys for quite a bit of time. We've got to get better on the back end. Having Marcus there, our new secondary coach, he's been there a year. He's got a great relationship with his kids, and they're responding to him. So having guys back, having Charles Washington at corner in the entire time, I think will help us tremendously. We'll obviously miss Deron Smith, but we got a chance, I think, to be much better in the back end.
Is it unfair to just say if Fresno hadn't given it so many deep balls that they'd be a different team? I mean, a lot of balls, 15, 20 yards down. I mean, it's unfair sometimes to look at, they're always on an island.
Yeah.
So if we just throw that out there, I don't know if that's the right thing to say.
No, but I'll be honest with you. You know, as we evaluated, the biggest thing defensively we got to get better at is limiting the big play because we gave up way too many last year and taking the ball away. Offensively, the number one thing we got to do is take care of the ball better.
Right. No turnovers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Visiting with Tim DeRuiter, the head football coach at Fresno State. Caves and Praterless, Bob Beater joining me here. The schedule looks pretty, you know, intense on some level. How do you describe your non-conference schedule?
Well, it's going to be challenging again. You know, we do get it open up at home, and, you know, I always like our opportunity, you know, playing at Bulldog Stadium. We have an FCS opponent in Abilene Christian coming into town. When you have a young quarterback, no matter who it is, you know, to be able to hopefully get off on the right start at home is going to be, you know, I think critical because the next week we go to Oxford and play Ole Miss down there. You know, they're going to be a top 10, top 15 preseason team. You know, they'll be one of the, you know, challengers in the SEC West. So we know that talent-wise, that's going to be, you know, quite a step up. And then we're playing Utah, and they've got, I think, 17 or 18 starters coming back, including their quarterback. Now, they had two really good receivers that we don't need to play against, but you know, we got them, and we've got them in Bulldog Stadium. So if we got to play them, you know, at least we get a chance to play them at home. And then we start on the road against San Jose and San Diego. So that first part of the season is going to be a little bit rough.
I asked Coach Pauling this question. Does it seem kind of weird this year not seeing Boise State listed on the schedule? Because for me, not seeing Nevada and not seeing Fresno State, two longtime opponents, kind of looks odd.
Yeah, that is kind of weird how that's worked out. You know, I coached at Nevada before, and, you know, Boise was always the team we were in, and Fresno were the teams we would circle. That those are the big games that we knew we had to win if we wanted to win a conference championship. It is what it is, and you know, the way the divisions work out now, our fan base, I know, is kind of disappointed because they always look forward to that game. But if we do our part, you know, maybe we can play them in December.
Well, what about scheduling philosophy-wise, Coach? Looking at playing those Power 5 road games, one is enough, two could be deemed excessive. But Fresno has done quite a few of them. And then adding BYU in November, I mean, that seems like a pretty daunting task, too, because they could have a tremendous football team. But you've already got a lot going on in your conference, too. So how does this all come together with the coach's input? Or not? Yeah. Sometimes they're paying bills. It's tough in today's, yeah, I guess, economic climate.
Well, I'll tell you, I've had a great conversation with our new athletic director. He did not put this schedule together. He was asking me the same questions, and I said I didn't have input on it either. But what we're going to try to do is we want to be able to play a money game, be able to, get $1 million game.
Right.
Which I completely understand. But my model would be play one of those, play two group of five people that look like us, play a MAC school, an AAC school, Conference USA, and then play one FCS to start the season. I think that's a reasonable thing to do. Gives you an opportunity that on a year that you have a Derek Carr and a Devontae Adams, maybe you go knock off one of those teams, and now you're great on a path to maybe go win your league and go to a Fiesta Bowl. We're going to play two some years because we got to make some money, but I'm never going to be an advocate of playing three.
Well, I wondered, as looking back, and I USC, Nebraska, Utah, 35-point losses on average, and I, it's easy to sit here on the outside. I say this a lot because you guys are on the inside. What does that do to a team when they go through that? Was it tough on the health of the team? The quarterbacks, I know, were struggling anyway, yeah, but those are pretty good opponents.
Well, I think it was real tough on the psyche. You were dealing with a really young team a year ago, and their first experience is going out there and getting their tails handed to them.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's never good. I was proud of the way our guys responded once we hit the league, because mm-hmm. we win our first three league games after everyone was telling them how bad they are. And, it's tough. We were the first Fresno State team to start 0-3 and make it to a bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
And, like I said, the character of our team to bounce back from that and then lose three more after that and then have to win the final three to go, it's kind of a seesaw season that I'd never been a part of anything like that before.
Fresno State coach Tim DeRuiter joins us here on the Mountain West coverage on 93.1 FM, 1350 AM. The Ticket. Coach, I know you've got some renovations coming to Fresno's Bulldog Stadium. What is it going to look like? How much money is committed? What's kind of the timetable, and how much is it going to help?
Well, the vision is the big thing. Our president, Dr. Castro, and Jim Barco are committed to making this thing happen. And when you've got that kind of commitment and vision from the top, it really, fires you up as a football coach, helps you in recruiting. It's a four-phased process. Phase one, we're going to start this year. We're going to have brand-new video boards in our north end zone. I don't know exactly the next part of the phase, but eventually there's going to be a new press box. And the drawings look something similar to what Boise's done. We'll have a nice big club area. We'll have an area where we can have a dining facility where eventually our training table will move up there. And then the final phase will be our football facility in the north end zone.
Is that
or south end zone.
Is there any dates on this stuff? Or right now, this is what we'd like to do by this date? Or
The video boards are going up now.
Right.
I know they're talking about the total unveiling of all four phases. I believe it's 2019 or 18. 18 or 19 seasons.
To have it done, completed.
Correct.
See, I think people understand there's a lot of similarities in some ways with Boise State and Fresno with the Valley marketing and all the ag and the milk producers get along quite a bit. I think if the water ever made a comeback, there would be money growing on trees in that valley, not just almonds and so forth. And I've been through the era of football where it was the standard, really, the crowd, the support, the money in the community. So it's nice to see this coming together. This could be a, a major step forward for the school.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, Jim's done a great job of outreach, and so has our president. I think the Valley is hungry for to have something excited to rally around. And this stadium, the renovations we're talking about, it's not going to just be the high end of it, you know, where you're just putting in club seats. They're also adding some tunnels on either side of the stadium. If you've been to Bulldog Stadium, it's 61 rows from the top of the west side to the bottom.
Have you ever walked them, Bob?
And so what we're going to do is what was in the original plan was there'll be two tunnels coming from ground level, and it'll come in right about row 30. So you can go up 30 if you're at the top, or go down, but you don't have to make that long of a trek. So we'll have that. Like I said, they'll redo it. The drawings look terrific.
Yeah, I'll be excited to see what happens. Tim DeRuiter, Fresno State's coach, thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Best of luck to you, Coach.
Appreciate it, especially since we don't have to play the boys again.
Yeah, maybe the championship again.
There you go.